I wrote a little set list. It's very small. See? It's very tiny. It's actually on the back of one of my business cards. Because I don't give them out. But I don't know where to put it. I know. I'll put it back in my pocket. There we go. I like writing about me and about me in the world kind of stuff, you know? And I've had this conversation quite a bit over the last few weeks, and I kind of label myself. I try not to label myself anything. People say, "Well, what do you do?" I say I'm a poet, and I'm proud to be able to say that. You know, I make a living being a poet and performing all around. And now I can actually say I perform around the world because I've actually expanded beyond the United States. So, it's so neat to connect with people, and it's really important to me to, like, you know, I'm farsighted, or am I? I don't remember. One of them. I'm farsighted or nearsighted, and I don't really need glasses to see much. Like, I don't have a very strong prescription, but I got these very specifically so that I could look at people in the face when I perform, you know. And I noticed there are a lot of poets out there, especially in the U.S., that just kind of go up, say what they want to say, and then that's it. They're done. Blah, 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 you know. And the thing I like about this is the actual connection, you know. And I appreciate any poet who does that, you know. So thank you to all the poets out there who do that. Here's my next poem. I mailed myself a love letter yesterday, and I can't wait to get it back to see what's going on in my life and to see how my relationship with myself is developing. Yesterday, I learned of all my faults and casualties. Tomorrow, I will come to grips with how great I am. And next week, I will begin teaching courses in coolness where water will enroll itself to learn how to become ice cubes. When I'm 35, I may run for president. Bringing back the goatee is the symbol of a good leader. I'll be the first president of the United States of America to get elected without a campaign budget, but instead with the help of small woodland animals who control the winds of change. I will have Gomez, Neil Diamond, Jurassic 5, Talib Kweli, Ani DeFranco, and Henry Rollins play at my inauguration. The White House will serve ramen noodles 24 hours a day on tap. Whether or not I believe in life, I have to accept the fact that there are others who are more alive than I am. If I change my name to Robin Hood, I can steal from the rich and give to the poets. I can wear tights, and people will finally start to understand me. Because deep down, I'm a fucking ballerina. With a penchant for romance novels, late-night television, and fuzzy slippers. Yesterday, I felt like a singer with a song I couldn't sing. Today, I'm a father who can never have children. And tomorrow rests inside a full night's sleep for a planet of 6 billion lovers and fighters who love to fight about everyone else on the planet. I promised myself a long time ago that I would always put things down on paper, whether it was in letters to women who never knew I loved them, or in memos begging the phone company to let me continue to reach out and touch those who've grabbed me and held me in ways never really seen by human eyes. Give me 1 week, Mr. Phone Company. I promise you I'll send partial payment. In words and paragraphs. It's not easy to convince a corporation to accept a stack of poems as an IOU. I should know because I haven't tried that yet. I promised myself a long time ago that I would never settle for average or mediocre, and that I would always try to find the best and worst within myself, and maybe I'd be able to work the two out so they could learn from each other. It's one thing to say that I'm worthy of love. It's another thing to say that I'm worthy of my own. Because here I am, with all this love to give, and it seems as though I'm still trying to find myself so I know who to give it to. You guys, I've lived a life with such varied confidence. So, I mailed myself a love letter yesterday. It was just a dress rehearsal, so that I would know how to respond to the women who told me that I'm ugly, or I'm a great friend, or I'm just like one of the girls. I've learned to deal with it, but now it's time to play with the hands that I've been dealt. I know I'm not tall, dark, and handsome, but 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And now you're probably wondering which two I'm talking about. But I only need one woman to figure that out on her own. Most women say all they really want is a man with a good sense of humor. Liars! All of them! In reality, I'm just the right height for a man who loves life. When you stack badass at 5'6", I'm all you need. But if I'm gonna find a girl that digs me with life's biggest shovel, then I'm just gonna have to learn to dig myself first. Thank you.